Welcome to another exciting episode of the NYB Live album review. My name is Yawido Ebuafo, but you can call me NYB. You can follow me on all social media platforms at NYB underscore live on Twitter, on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and then on Facebook, it is Yawido Ebuafo. And big shout outs to Next Level Management. Yes, you can also follow Next Level Management at Next Level. LVL NESTLVL on Twitter, on Facebook, and also on Instagram. So today, which album am I reviewing? Well, we are looking at Raven Rose's Ultra by Rem.
What's up, what's up, what's up? When feeling your boy Brock Kevin Beats and myself, I'm tuned into my favorite NYB. Yo, I know he's your favorite as well. Stay tuned. What's up, what's up, what's up?
I'm here waiting the water you. Green body make I rock am yeah, yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money past your papa. Wait till you one way I know feel do for you. Why you want the book and one?
So the initial album was released in 2022, Raven Roses, which is Rem's first full debut album. He's been putting out a lot of EPs, but Raven Roses was his debut album, and now we have a deluxe, or what he's calling Ultra. You get it? I think usually albums, when they add a few songs to it, they call it a deluxe and re-release it. But then Raven Roses, Rem chose to call it an Ultra, and the initial album has 16 songs, but the Ultra now has 22 songs. That means you have an additional 6 songs, including the record-breaking single Calm Down with Selena Gomez, which is now in the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100. First African to be in the top 5 as a solo artist. You know, we had Wizkid and Drake, One Dance being number one, but then Wizkid was a featured artist. But on this aspect, we have Rema as the solo artist, and the song has entered the top 5 of the Billboard Top 100, and it's amazing. It's a very big deal. So yes, very very big deal. And he had a couple of more songs, but one song that I would say has taken the world by storm, or maybe it's my favorite, maybe I'm being biased to it, would be Charm. Charm, such a beautiful piece. Shout out to London for producing that record. But yeah, Rema has been winning all over the place ever since he came on the limelight with his freestyle before dropping Iron Man, Do Maybe, and all those beautiful records. In fact, as we speak, he's doing an Indian tour. Yes, he's in India doing an Indian tour. You know, when he initially began, people were wondering whether he was Indian, because of the tonation and then the style that he brought. And Charlie, see him in India doing Indian tours, like playing in stadiums. He was beautifully welcomed in India, and it's beautiful to watch. Like, I'm a Rema stan. I think the first time I saw him perform would be Afro Nation 2019, the first Afro Nation Ghana. It was beautiful, and he was one of the people I was waiting for to see perform at Afro Nation Ghana 2022. Unfortunately, the show second day ended prematurely, so we couldn't see him perform. But then I had a close interaction with his team. Now I was leading the local artist liaison team, so yes, we had those interactions. But it would have been nice, I would have loved to see him perform, because He was like the highlight. He was the headliner for that day. But yeah, Rema has been breaking charts across the globe, performing big shows. One of the few young African talents breaking boundaries. And it kind of shows you need to say stuff so that manifests. Because anytime he's been saying another banger, truly, truly, he's been getting another banger. And there's a guy from Benin City who came to Ghana to hustle, went back home, got spotted by the Prince, got signed to Johnson World and also Maven, and he's a global superstar now. Vocals on point, delivery on point, art direction, and he has a great personality to match it. So that's what makes Rema beautiful. Song on the album, I think we all know the album is a dope album. The songs on it were amazing, from Soundgarden to Divine. Like, this is an album that has a lot of replay value, and he has come to sprinkle more salt onto the album, giving it the ultra vibes. You see that thing? So basically that's it. It's a dope ass album that's had a few additions, and my favorite so far is Charm. He charmed me right from the spot. You get me? So it's all love. And now the album time is 1 hour 17 minutes, so definitely if you're going for a journey, or if you want to have a vibe, want to rave, or you feel like you need Roses, definitely Rave and Roses Ultra. It features some of the old people from the old album released in 2022, like Black. We have Soft. I don't know whether that's how they pronounce it, but it starts with white. And then Chris Brown is on it, AJ Tracy, Selena Gomez. You get it. So basically that's the beauty of the Ultra, and it's like he's taking a cue from the Samsung handbook, because they usually label their products as Ultra. So basically that's it. So it's more like taking a feel from the Samsung handbook. But yeah, go stream the Ultra Raven Roses. It's a beautiful album, dope additions. Some have some drill feels, some hip hop feels, and we that we love Afrobeat, we also have Afrobeat feels. So go stream Raven Roses Ultra from Rema, the brother breaking records across the globe. So till I come away next time, the name will forever be Abu the Buffer. Can call me NYB. Don't forget to follow, like, let's have a conversation, and stream my podcast. There's more about to come. I'm preparing some new series. Definitely the Big Talk NYB is going to have conversations around the music, with some artists, with some industry folks, with some professionals. You get it? So we're going to have the whole vibe. So that's the beauty of this. So guys, don't forget to follow at NYB_LIVE on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on TikTok. You can even subscribe to my YouTube channel, NYB Live. And then on Facebook, it's Yao Buda Abafo. Let's link up, let's have a vibe. Charlie, we go vibe.